There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNLive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNLive.com.
Edition here on Sunday night. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been playing audio throughout the first hour, and we're going to continue here in hour number two. On the side of the road, what is it like when you actually flex your rights? This is just one example. There are other examples. As we mentioned last night on the show, we talked a lot about the police drug dogs and flexing your rights on the side of the road. Also, there's a great organization. I'm using their name, Flex Your Rights. They made some excellent movies about how to do this kind of stuff. What are your rights, and how do you exercise them? Because if you don't exercise your rights, then you should not be surprised when you don't have any rights anymore, when none of your rights are being respected by the people in government. It takes a people who are aware of their rights, number one, and then further, who are willing to take the risk to exercise those rights. There is risk involved, but remember, if you don't exercise your rights, you're guaranteed to have less freedom over time.
You basically don't have the rights you don't exercise.
Exactly. Let's go back to John. We're going to continue the audio from the side of the road here in moments, but John wanted to call in with his own story of a pullover in Iowa. In Iowa, was it, John, where you got pulled over?
Yes.
Okay, so recap briefly for our listeners just now tuning in.
Well, I just got off work. I was going back in the house, and I was on my way home at 3 o'clock in the morning, and a cop pulled me over for doing 2 miles an hour over the speed limit. She came up to the window, and of course, wow, my window was open, and she said, "I smell alcohol." I told her she needs to go get her nose checked because she's snorting too much candy. Well, she immediately calls backup. Her backup comes, and he asked me to step out of my vehicle, which I did. And he asked me to come back to his vehicle, and he asked me to do a breathalyzer. I told him he needs to blow in it first because he probably had more drink than I did.
Do you think that was funny? Because I think that's pretty funny.
No, he wasn't amused with it.
Okay.
But he says, "Well, you know, if you don't blow in this here, we're going to have to...
It's going to be a bad day.
Deal on you, take your license, you know, and stuff like that." And I said, "Well, right. All right, I'll go on and blow in it." So I blew in it and come back 00, of course, because I hadn't had anything to drink. So, well, make the whole story short, they went on and let me go, but they wrote me a 2 mile an hour ticket.
Unbelievable.
So they went to court and everything. The judge looked at it and he just threw it out.
Oh, right on. Good for you for not just paying the ticket and actually taking it to court.
He says, so the judge says, your radar guns ain't even calibrated to match.
He said, what about the radar guns?
They're not calibrated.
They're not calibrated except for, like, you know, they're not calibrated for, like, 5 mile an hour in speed.
So, like, that's, 2 miles an hour is within the margin of error or something like that? I would think that radar guns are more accurate than that. Maybe not.
It could be some time ago.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, how long ago was this, John?
It was a couple of years ago.
A couple of years, okay. Well, that's a good story, man. Anything else you want to share about it?
No, that's about it. But, you know,
thanks.
Like I said,
yeah,
the way he told me was, you know, from the time that if they don't calibrate them every day, then they lose a little bit of calibration. And 2 mile an hour isn't enough to worry about them.
Good for you. Thanks, John, for the call tonight. Congratulations on not taking the plea deal on that. Most people would have just paid it. They'd have said, "Oh, you know, 2 miles, it's a small ticket. Thanks for the call tonight. It's a small ticket. We'll just cut the check and, you know, be done with this." But if you actually challenge a ticket, then that's the only chance you have to beat it. If you just pay the ticket, you've lost. But if you actually put in for your court date, now, by the way, in different areas of the country, this can go very differently. In some places, you will be required to actually pay the ticket in advance before you go to court, which is ridiculous. In other places, like here in New Hampshire, you can actually go to court and then pay the ticket once it's all said and done. So actually going to court is a way to sort of delay the requirement to pay the ticket here in New Hampshire. So even if you know, you're likely going to get found guilty, the cop's going to show up, they're going to claim the radar gun was calibrated, they're going to get you convicted, basically. But at the end of the day, in New Hampshire, you're not paying a court cost. You're not paying $400 just to go to court, where in some places they actually have that. Where in Florida, a friend of mine got a DUI, and I went to court to, you know, show some support for him. Not because he was DUI, I don't support driving dangerously, but, you know, just to support the guy because he was going to court. And I looked at the court paperwork in there, and they actually had a list of what the court costs were in Florida. It actually costs more to take a town ordinance to court in Florida than it did to take a misdemeanor charge to court.
Yeah, I mean, that's because they don't want you to take it to court.
Right. It was $300.
And I have no idea what we're talking about, sort of violation levels.
But
the likelihood of something being taken to court. But when you're talking about arrests, far fewer than 1%. Far fewer than 1% of cases. We actually had a guy call in and said that there hadn't been a trial in his town in years. They didn't even know what to do about it. But far far fewer than people than 1% of people take something to trial just to see what'll happen.
Yeah.
And you never know. You never know if they're just, you know, if they have a crappy case and they can't make their case and those kind of things.
A lot of times their evidence is much worse than you believe that it is. Because bureaucrats are, in a lot of cases, lazy, and the police are government bureaucrats. They're ones that wear uniforms and carry guns, but they're still government bureaucrats, and they still don't have the right incentives to do a good job on everything that they do. And given that they know that most people are going to take the plea deal, and that they know that most people are just going to cut the check, they can get a little sloppy with collecting evidence and things like that. And so if you actually challenge the case, if you go to court, you can get discovery. That's one of the things you'll want to do if you ever challenge a case, is put in a request for discovery at that time, the time that you challenge it. That way you can get a copy of all the evidence that they're planning on using against you.
Sure.
And you, if you actually read the statute, you might find out you didn't even violate the wording of the statute. But this takes time, and it does take effort. And I understand that a lot of people have better things.
Neither of either.
Yeah, the better things that they would rather do with their time. So I don't blame anybody for taking the plea. But if you want to have a chance at beating it, just going to court is the best option. I mean, it could just very well be the cop doesn't show up. That's happened to me. Now, to be fair, I did have to sit in court for 3 hours while they waited to give the cop a chance to show up desperately. But the cop didn't show. Motion to dismiss as soon as the case started, and I won that one.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning that the closer you are to your house, the more it makes sense to take tickets to trial. And this is one of the reasons that people believe that police give tickets to out-of-state people with an out-of-state driver's license.
Yeah, it puts them in a real hard place. Let's talk to Dana in Grand Rapids. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, you guys. I don't have a problem with any of this, and yes, it's irritating. They always ask, where are you coming from and where are you going? And no, that's none of their business. I don't know, you know, if you can get in trouble, it more than anything angers them, and then they really start looking. But you know what really upsets me? I'm on board with all of this, but I think it's terrible that those parents of that 3-year-old little girl who has been on this earth all of 36 months, knows the four-letter word, kill and cop. That came from them. She didn't just make that up. That should have never happened, and being that it did.
Why? Why shouldn't parents expose their kids to the real world?
Can I finish? And being that the question was asked by that little girl, it should have been shut down. The fact that those parents asked that officer, my daughter wants to know if you're going to kill us, that's just aggravating them.
Well, I think that that's the right thing to do.
No, we need to get things changed. But just...
Well, yeah, here's one way to change it. You let the cops know, hey, you're scaring my kid.
Yeah,
maybe that'll make the police change how they approach things.
Huh? That I don't disagree that change needs to happen, but pissing people off for no good reason is not going to advance our cause. And what
I don't see how that's
terrible.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence on this one, Dana, because I don't want to sully the kid's mind with my preconceptions. But at the same time, they said something like to the effect of men with guns. If you don't have the right sticker, men with guns will come and pull you over. And that wasn't an inaccurate statement, other than it not being a man. It was a woman.
Stand by, Dana. I'll bring it back to continue the discussion here. 855-450-FREE. I think they are in the right here. It's Free Talk.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, posting your home renovation pictures on Facebook could get you kicked out of your own home if you're in New York State and maybe a bunch of other places. We'll share that story with you. And, of course, we're going to continue the audio from the side of the road in Austin, Texas, with two activists who are standing up for themselves, standing up for their rights. We're going to continue with that audio here in a little bit. Also, you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Once again, our website, lots of great features there. One of the things that we offer you is a way to actually save big money on Amazon. This is real. This is not a joke. You can go to purse.freetalklive.com, get signed up for Purse, and you can immediately start saving 20, 25%. Daryl told me he saved 30%.
Did somebody get 30?
Just the other day. And he said it took about 2 days for the order to get fulfilled at 30%. So the higher your percentage you want to save, the longer it might take to get it. Average orders in the U.S. save 20% on Purse. Just go to purse.freetalklive.com. The catch is you have to pay with Bitcoin. So this gives you a reason to spend and acquire Bitcoin. If you needed a reason before, I mean, there's all kinds of great reasons to get
Bitcoin.
That's
why I think this is the killer app. Is now, yeah. Why would I want Bitcoin before? Well, now you can save 25% on us everything you need in your life. That's why.
That's right. Purse.freetalklive.com. Go there. Get signed up. When you sign up through our link, purse.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live will get a very, very, very small percentage of whatever purchases you make from that point forward. So get started and start saving. Why not? Purse.freetalklive.com. I've done it, and I intend to do it again and again and again until it's no longer possible, because Purse is awesome. Let's go back to Dana. She's in Grand Rapids. Dana, you're upset that a couple of activists have apparently familiarized their child, their three-year-old child, with police brutality, because on the side of the road at a recent pullover, we're playing the audio from here tonight, one of the children asks if the police are going to kill them. And you said you have a problem with that. Is that right?
Exactly. She's 36 months on this earth. And she
how young is too dead. Young to, well, you know, or how old is old enough to learn about the depredations of the police?
I'll tell you what happened in our situation, but first let me tell you that I have had most of my experiences with police have been positive. Some have been over-the-top, exceptional positive, and one was so horrific that I am in the process of probably going public with it and doing a book. And so it was pretty bad. And so I want you to know I've had everything, you know, from mostly positive to something so horrific. And I live in a town where you don't hear a lot of this stuff. So that said, know that I'm not coming at this unbiased.
Sure. I got you. So tell me, what is the appropriate age?
So this is what happened when I was little. If we were shopping with my mom downtown or with my parents and officers weren't in the middle of arresting someone I shouldn't have said that. That sounds negative. But doing something, you know, they would take time and stoop down and talk to us when we were little. You know, that's 3 years old is just a year outside of what they call a toddler. And as we got older, we were told as kids two things. You respect the law because they can take your rights away by, you know, you can get arrested. Age-appropriate conversations from my parents. And the other thing was don't ever screw with the IRS because these two entities, these bureaucracies, can take, when I say rights, that word is thrown around both on your show and just people in general. But they can take your life from you, and I don't mean...
Well, yeah. I mean, wouldn't you want your kids to know that? You're saying you don't want the kids to know that.
No. Age appropriate. As we got older.
What's the appropriate age?
A three-year-old needs to know that if she's lost or separated from parents or something happens, they're in need of help, that they need to look for something familiar that they can go to with all these crazy people out there.
I would not want my kids to go to the police. They'll arrest you later on. They'll call CPS on you.
I would want my kid to go to the police if they were lost, but so far, thank God, that hasn't happened.
I'd rather they go to the customer service counter at Walmart or something.
Yeah, that's if they're in a store, and he's certainly done that too.
I just think that conversation was way too heavy.
What's the right age? Wait, you still haven't answered my question.
Here's an important question.
She has not answered my question. At what age is it appropriate to expose kids to the violence of the police state?
I think when they're probably upper grades of grade school. It's not like police are taking out little elementary children.
I've not seen it personally, but we've seen stories of the police arresting elementary schoolers at age 5. These cops are dangerous.
They're
more common than you think. Mark, what was your question?
Ian, when you get crazy like that, it hurts the cause. You understand.
I don't think you and I have the same cause, Dana. I'd just like to make that clear. Go ahead, Mark. You had a question for Dana?
No, I think you're off the reservation.
That's fine.
Dana, so I have a concern, right? Like, police have gotten into houses because little kids have let them in, right? And all a police officer has to do is be let in, and it doesn't matter which living being does it. So I've told my son to never open the door for a police officer. And I don't know what else to tell him because I'm afraid of these people. I'm afraid of what CPS and I'm afraid of what police departments will do to my family.
Exactly. CPS, the courts, I agree with it. Now, in that specific incident, and I'll answer any specific incidents Ian wants to discuss, but Mark, in your incident, I won't do it either. I would tell my child that if they said why, you just say you don't let anyone in unless you, mommy or daddy fell down or they can't get to the phone and you dial 911. Then you can let the police officer in. But outside of that, you don't let them in.
I would say that's a decent rule, Dana. I'll give you that. But aren't you mixing your messages? On one hand, you're saying if you're lost, go see a police officer because they're trustworthy. On the other hand, I don't trust them to let them in my home. Isn't that a mixed message?
No, I don't think that that's inappropriate, Mark, saying don't let anyone in the house, including a police officer, unless mommy or daddy can't get to the phone. And
thank you, Dana, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How old is old enough to learn about what the police can do to people?
I appreciate where she's coming from. I don't want my son to come to the same conclusion. I want him to come to the correct conclusions. I believe my conclusions are right, but my conclusions change, all the time. So I couldn't possibly be right all the time. I think that I want him to come to his own conclusions and make his own decisions. So I don't want us to warp it, to mold his mind too much. Mm. However, I want him to get the opportunity to come to conclusions. So therefore, what we've said on this show, and this is fair for kids too, is, look, you don't talk to police officers unless you call them. They are your servants, and that is the way that they, that's the way they're portrayed. So if you need help, I know it's a lie,
okay.
And everybody listening knows it's a lie. They understand the police job is to put people in jail, and they're not going to say silly things about what they do illegal in front of police. And we all do illegal things. To go confessing to police officers all the illegal things you do is going to get you the result that you expect.
All right, hold that thought. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We continue on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back. More Free Talk Live happening now. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, live Sunday edition continuing. We've got more to come from the audio of the side of the road pullover in Austin, Texas, on Guadalupe Street, a very popular street. You can actually hear music in the background to sort of set the tone. It's an evening in Austin, and a couple of liberty activists, John Bush and Catherine Bleich, have been pulled over for a registration issue. I guess it had expired and they had not yet renewed it. Kids were in the car, and the kids are none too comfortable about the situation that they're in with these women with guns who may kill them. As one of the 3-year-old actually acknowledges that, you know, she's wondering if the cops are going to kill them. And mom and dad do let her know that there's really nothing to be worried about. This is just a traffic stop, and they're probably not going to get shot to death by the police. Although, it could happen, depending on which cops we're talking about and which victims we're talking about. In this case, we'll continue the audio here in a little bit. Also, I want to let you know how to get Bitcoin. We just told you you can save 20-25% on Amazon purchases when you go through purse.freetalklive.com, but you've got to have Bitcoin to do it. So, Step one, get the Bitcoin. Go to expresscoin.com. You can get Bitcoin as well as other altcoins like Litecoin and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Plus, they're a licensed money services business. You can get cryptocurrencies with money order or check by going to expresscoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, expresscoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone. And I was reading an article by the guy from Purse. Apparently, they're going to be expanding into more than just Amazon. So it may be, you know, if Amazon wasn't motivating enough, there may be some new stores that they're going to be operating with here in a little bit. So get your Bitcoin now. Go to expresscoin.com and get started on that process. You can use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee, no transfer fee at all, when you use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at expresscoin.com. As we go to Skype, where I believe we have Dr. Jones on the line with us. Dr. Jones, you're on Free Talk Live. Dr. Jones on Skype, going once. Dr. Jones on Skype, going twice. You know what? That's my bad, Dr. Jones. I thought I had taken you off of hold, and apparently I had not done so, and apparently Skype is not allowing me to do so. So I will have to figure out why that is. Maybe it's Windows 10. I just upgraded to Windows 10, and right now I can't actually take a call off of hold, which could be crippling for our Skype callers here. We'll see if we can get Dr. Jones back on the line with us here. In a moment, we're going to continue on here. I think we actually have him now. Dr. Jones, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Excellent, sir. Go ahead.
All right. So just earlier, some callers were talking about what happens when you go to court, and I was helping people in North Carolina. I'm in Mexico City now. I used to live in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I was helping them defend their traffic tickets. And here's the system in Forsyth County, North Carolina. It might be different other places. It might be the same. People get a ticket. They have a court date. If they show up on that court date, they are told basically one of three things. You can ask for a continuance. You can pay now, come up with a payment plan, or say that you're going to try to find counsel or something. Mm-hmm. And people are allowed to do that three times. But they don't see a prosecutor. They don't see a judge. They're not arraigned in any way, shape, or form. They simply talk to a clerk. So I help people by helping them develop a motion to dismiss, getting the discovery motion. And so for a few people, they've gone in, and they did see the prosecutor who wanted to negotiate. And the one people said the prosecutor started screaming at them, saying they're not allowed to submit a motion to dismiss. So just as you... I know, just as you all had commented, in some counties or some parts of some states, people have not seen the clerks and the prosecutors haven't even had a trial for traffic. They're not accustomed to seeing motions for discovery. They're not accustomed to seeing motions dismissed.
Wow.
And again, I would say people, and I'm encouraging, helping people with the Mark Stevens method. You know, I adapted it, his motions for North Carolina with the court system there. But it seems quite valid. I mean, I went to law school. I taught as a law professor, and it seems quite good. And it's just another way, you know, to try to reduce the damage, prevent the damage, prevent the harm. And so, again, the
you're referring to Mark Stevens, the author of Adventures in Legal Land.
The basis of his system seems to be sort of questioning the jurisdiction of the police officers.
The facts that support the jurisdiction. So again, in American law, legal conclusions are based on law plus fact. And if the cops don't have a fact that say that why the law applies, then that's the grounds to say there's no jurisdiction.
Have you ever been successful with that?
Yeah, I like a system for folks that want to have a hobby of messing with the courts, but I haven't seen it be successful here. And it's not that I think it's successful or unsuccessful. I think that it's a system to show people the absurdity of part of the system that we have today. But
yeah,
do you find any success with it other than just kind of put motion?
Well, a couple people whom I helped simply told me they went to court, and as soon as they got there, the clerk or whomever just said, oh, your case has been dismissed. They literally didn't even want to deal with it. Now, of course, we know there's that one video from that kid from Tennessee, and he used Mark Stevens' motions, and the judge says, I'm going to deny your motion to dismiss, but I'm dismissing the charge. So, I mean, that's when you can see it on YouTube, but also... of course, Mark Stevens has examples people send in and post. But the other key, I know in New Hampshire, there was an issue there.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's hard to to know the reason why something's being dismissed, right? So maybe it's because you came at it with the Mark Stevens approach, or maybe it's just because you challenged the ticket and they just don't want to deal with it. They just know that their court time is better spent on other matters.
Yeah, I think, and I'm in agreement, and obviously Mark Stevens, from what he said and what people have written in and shown the documents, they've all said the judges never grant the motion to dismiss. They just dismiss for other grounds. So in the interest of justice, for example, somebody sent in their motion to their dismissal, and the prosecutor had said, for the interest of justice, we're dismissing the case. Okay, fine, whatever. You know, whatever. But again, I just want to make the point that people should be aware that the counties are using the traffic tickets as just a money-making machine. It's huge. And again, in some places, like in Forsyth County, North Carolina, you don't go and arraigned. They'll try to go three or four times and reschedule until you simply pay the money or plead guilty. They won't even get you in front of a judge.
Yeah, they want to drag it out. And this is also something they did with actually Catherine Bleich, who was in the audio that we've been playing. She was arrested in New Hampshire, and ultimately those charges were not successful against her, but they kept dragging her back into court knowing that she lived in Texas, so they would order her to appear for some sort of a hearing, even though
this wasn't for a ticket, though. This was sort of for a misdemeanor.
She had to come, right? Well, if you've got an attorney, if it's like a pretrial hearing, you don't have to be there for it. But you know, they know that you're going to likely show up if you get an order to go to court, even if it's an unnecessary hearing. So they try this crap all the time to drag it out and make it as long and as arduous of a process for you as possible. Dr. Jones, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
No, that's all tonight. Thank you again. And show's great. Like I said, I'm in Mexico City, and I tell everyone, you know, wherever I am in the world to listen to you guys, because you're doing a great job.
Thanks, Dr. Jones. I appreciate the call tonight. Yeah, I mean, whatever your tactics are, I don't think there's any tactic, whether it's Mark Stevens or some sort of sovereign man tactics or whatever, I don't think there's anything that's going to guarantee you results in the court. I've just never seen that. If we start to see that, I would love to, report on it.
Well, you'll get some results by simply knowing how to play their game, and that takes practice and sort of a good system. The Mark Stevens system is, it'll sort of trial and error you through. It doesn't tell you how to use the court system as much.
Yeah, you just need to get in there and get some experience, and getting that experience on something light like a traffic ticket is the best time to get court experience. Now, this is a valuable thing to do, to learn how to go in and at the very bare minimum challenge this, whatever the ticket is you've gotten. Go in and learn how to, submit a motion to dismiss. If some prosecutor tells you, you can't submit a motion to dismiss, they're lying to you. It's the case they're bringing against you, and unless you've got an attorney, you can submit all the motions you want to. You can make up motions and submit those if you want to, and the judge will likely ignore them and, deny them. But you can submit them. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts on Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated in someone who's your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of level 3 and level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
More Free Talk Live here on the live Sunday edition of the show. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We're talking about standing up for your rights. And by proxy, when you stand up for your rights, you're standing up for everybody's rights. Because unfortunately, not enough people know their rights, number one. And those who do know their rights, many of them are too scared to actually do anything about it. The good news is that generally flexing your rights is an empowering experience that results in the police behaving better over time. It won't necessarily, there's no guarantee that this is going to work well, but I think it generally does work pretty darn well. And in fact, in the encounter that John Bush and Catherine Bleich had with the Austin City Police on the streets just a few nights ago on Guadalupe Street in Austin, it worked fine for them. They were able to, they were able to flex their rights and stand up for their freedoms and not give too much information to the police with all of their intrusive questions, and were ultimately able to drive away from the scene. As we'll hear here, we've been playing audio from that encounter, and we're going to continue with that here in a moment. But I also want to let you know about Cell 411. Now, I don't know how many of the activists in Austin have this yet, but if they don't yet have it, they really need to get it. If you've got an activist group, if you've got a, whether it's Cop Block or whoever it is, if you've got a, let's say, a neighborhood watch, maybe it's just your friends or your family members that you want to alert them when something is going wrong in your life. As much as we don't want things to go wrong in life, at some point, something's going to go wrong. And it's good to have your friends and your family on call in a situation, whether it be medical, whether it be criminal activity, whether it be being pulled over by the police, whether it be watching someone else being pulled over by the police. Cell 411 can send out alerts that are customized to the groups that you want to receive them. So if I'm out and I'm cop blocking and I want to let my other fellow cop blockers know where and what's happening, I can send a cop block alert via cell 411. Maybe there's a medical emergency, I can send that out too. And it sends out my location to my chosen list of friends, lets them know, hey, Ian is involved in XYZ activity or whatever, and here's his location. Can you help? And then each individual who has sent the notice can respond as to whether or not they can, or they have the ability to assist. Maybe they're not in the area, they can't do anything, or they're tied down at work, or they're available and they can be there in 10 minutes. You can indicate that you're on your way. It'll even give you the GPS location of the person who's sending the alert. Very cool, and it works. So go and get it for Android and iOS devices both. It's called Cell 411, C-E-L-L 411. So let's go back to the audio here from Austin, Texas, with two cops having pulled over a couple of folks, John and Catherine, John Bush, Catherine Bleich, with their two kids in the car. We're going to take you up to the point where we've been through audio where they've been pulled over, they gave over their license and insurance information, refused to answer the questions from the police about where they were going and what they were doing. So again, just standing on their rights, which is an important thing for all of us to do.
Is this the current address on your license? At 11606.
That is the address listed on my license, yes.
Is that your current physical address?
That's my permanent address.
Okay.
Now, this is none of this woman's business, and if I have any critiques for John in this awesome video, they did a great job recording. You can't see the, obviously we're on the radio, so you can't see the quality of the video, but it's John sitting in the driver's seat. His wife, Catherine, is in the passenger seat, and she's the one manning the camera. If you've got somebody else in the vehicle with you when you get pulled over, that's what you want to do. It's hard to juggle getting your wallet and your insurance and, you know, all the stuff that you need to get with your hands if you're also trying to hold a video camera. At the same time, obviously having a dash cam like the Freedom Cam certainly helps. But
FreedomCam.net.
Yep. In addition to the dash cam, I think it's good to also have a cell phone broadcasting live, say via the Bambuser app, for instance. But if you got a passenger sitting there, they can be your dedicated camera person, and that takes one load, something that you don't have to really think about too much, off your hands as the driver. And that's what was going on here. So she does a great job of keeping the camera pointed at the cop the entire time she's at the window, and you know, getting the relevant portions on video here. But it really is none of the cop's business what the address is on your license. If you answer that question in the wrong way, it's going to get you a ticket in most places. That question is about ticketing somebody. That is an opening question that is designed to walk people into convicting themselves of not having updated their license with the Driver's License Bureau within 10 days. That's what that question's all about. And had John said something to the effect of, like you suggested earlier, Mark, I'm not answering questions tonight earlier in the discussion, that doesn't mean she wouldn't answer or ask the question in the first place, but he could then just simply reiterate that. I'm not answering questions tonight. You're under no obligation, as I understand it, to give them answers to these questions. Let me continue.
Why is she scary in that house?
Who, this lady? Why, is she creepy?
My daughter
thinks you're creepy.
Why she's staring at us. Is this standard protocol?
No, that girl.
Oh, this girl?
Is your license on?
I think she's going to give us a warning because she doesn't want to take us to the rigmarole of the municipal court.
If only he was right about that. Turns out,
municipal court. I'd rather not give that number.
Nice.
You guys say.
It's none of her business what his phone number is. She doesn't need his phone number
what's the point of that, exactly?
Write him a ticket. Yeah, I don't understand.
She has been asking a lot of questions.
It's just digging. They want to build files on people.
You guys say why.
I don't need to provide a reason.
I'm sorry?
I don't need to provide a reason. I mean, if you'd like one to be...
Boom, shuts her down. Now, here we go. He's about to lay into her.
I mean, if you'd like one, to be honest, I don't appreciate that there's a group of people that go around pulling people over and threatening them and have firearms on their side. And your institution, Austin Police Department, is extremely corrupt all the way up to leadership in Art Acevedo.
So I'd rather...
She's done. She's like, okay, sir, I've heard enough.
Goodbye.
<Yeah. laughs> Oh, you're one of those people. I see.
Up to leadership in Art Acevedo. So I'd rather not participate in those things that I'm not legally required to.
Your phone number, that's fine. I need you to sign at the X at the bottom. It's not an admission of guilt. It's just saying you're going to take care of this citation on or before this court date.
What happens if I don't sign?
You are being cited for the registration.
Now, this is a good question. I mean, asking the police questions is totally within your right. You know, if you don't understand what's going on, they have some level of obligation, as I understand it, to try to explain it to you. And so what's going to happen if I don't sign this piece of paper? Now, in some jurisdictions, they do require that you sign these things or they will arrest you.
Oh, yeah.
In others, like here in New Hampshire, I've just had them hand me the paperwork. I don't think they've ever asked me to sign anything. So
they want to get rid of you as quickly as possible.
Have they asked you to sign things in New Hampshire?
I don't know.
Have you ever gotten a ticket up here?
I got a ticket in another county. Yep.
You don't recall?
Don't really recall.
Yeah, I don't think they do it here, Mark. It doesn't have anything to do with being a freedom activist.
You can either pay it or fight it in court.
Wouldn't you be more comfortable ethically just giving me a warning and I'll go get it taken care of right away?
No.
No. Yes. And
she's got to meet her quota.
It is up to your discretion. So you wanted to make that
wait,
clear.
Wait, so a family with kids, if you're making a choice, a discretion to give a ticket when you see that we have two small babies?
If you refuse to sign the ticket, I'm going to have to call my supervisor out here, and he's going to tell you to sign the ticket or you'll be taken to jail.
So if I don't sign the ticket, you're going to threaten me with violence and put me in a cage.
I'm
going to
call my supervisor.
No, sir. My supervisor will threaten you.
Call my supervisor out to speak to you to hopefully convince you to sign the ticket so you will not be taken to jail.
That's what coercion is, you know.
That was an interesting way of rewording exactly what John said, right? Like, you're threatening me. You're going to hurt me if I don't sign this ticket. No, I'm going to call my supervisor, and he's going to try to convince you to make it so we don't have to hurt you.
Yeah, ultimately, that's what's coming down here, and this is what he's intending to do. He's trying to show her that this isn't just business as usual, that this interaction is unlike other interactions that take place. Now, some would say that driving's a privilege. He's taken it upon himself to get on their roads. But what doesn't get mentioned there is that, you know, he's forced to pay for those roads, whether he drives on them or not. And it's interesting that they call something a privilege, but I'm still forced to pay for it.
And I think what he's doing here is really good stuff, because not just because of what he's said, but also the kids are there saying what they're saying about these police, about how the kids are scared of the police, they're worried about them, they're not comfortable around them. And I think that those are important things for those police to experience, because I don't think those women, you know, especially if they do have kids themselves, probably don't want to feel as though they are a threat to the children of the world.
I don't think anybody wants to feel that they're a threat to children.
And that is ultimately what is being expressed to them in this particular traffic stop, is that these women, even though this is just a traffic stop, have put these children on edge. They're scared and, you know, they're worried about the safety of their parents. More coming up here in moments. I think it's important feedback for the cops.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.